The Minister of Environment, Science, Technology and Innovation, Professor Kwabena Frimpong-Boateng, says inefficient land and water management will pose a greater challenge than the energy crisis if not addressed seriously. He said since land and water resources are finite, their unsustainable exploitation will lead to hunger and economic stagnation. Professor Frimpong-Boateng was speaking at a three-day program for media practitioners and agric technicians from 12 African countries on effective land and water management in Accra. Joyce Jiche has more.
Land and water resources are finite. The total land mass of the world cannot be increased. It is on this basis that land and water resources are crucial because humans need to sustainably exploit them for their livelihood. Unfortunately, that is not so in developing countries. Increasing population, overexploitation of forests, increasing development and climate change are affecting their finite resources. To promote sustainable management of these resources, the Global Environment Facility, GEF, the International Union of Conservation of Nature, IUCN, and other partners are building the capacity of media practitioners and agri-extension officers. This is through technology in building resilience through innovation, communication, and knowledge services, BRICS. The Minister of Environment, Science, Technology and Innovation, Professor Kwabena Frimpong-Boateng, paints a picture of land problems in the country.
In almost every part of Ghana, we have the problem of land degradation through illegal mining activities. It's becoming more serious in the north, and in fact, most parts of the southern part of the country are also degraded. Not only the land, but the rivers are also polluted with mercury, cyanide through illegal mining activities. And also, the rivers are silted so that in the rainy season they are not able to hold the volume of water that they are supposed to hold. So there is flooding and it affects the livelihood.
He said land and water problems the years ahead are going to affect economic development if not managed effectively. This, he said, is going to be more serious than the energy crisis.
We may have energy challenges in the short term, but the humankind has the technology to solve energy problems. We have wind, we have solar, we have hydro, we have geothermal. So the energy can be solved. But when we take land, we have to admit that the earth is finite. There will be no addition of land or soil from outer space. Any addition that we may expect is something that is going to kill us.
The communications director of IUCN Ghana, Felicity Mangang, explains why communicators and technicians are being trained.
Journalists and communication experts of Project Asaba Project and some partners. Technicians are people who are working in the project, and when they are in contact, direct contact with communities, with farmers, and then they will help them to improve their best practices, and then with this Web 2.0, they will largely disseminate it throughout the world.
Participants at the program are from Ghana, Benin, Burkina Faso, Nigeria, Chad, and Ethiopia.